Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Everybody is tempted by evil at some point, and news reports show that many people give in to those temptations. But this week on Morning Prayer, we've seen that no one has to submit to evil. The reason is, as the Bible puts it, that God has put His Spirit in us, and this Spirit is good, allowing us to reject evil. The book of Isaiah, in prophesying the coming of Jesus, says, "Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good." But that ability isn't confined to Jesus. Characters in the Bible's Old Testament also rejected evil in favor of good, proving that good is an active force that can diffuse evil. And Jesus, referring to his followers in all time, said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." We all have the ability to realize that evil isn't power. We all have the ability to experience the power of good in our lives. The Bible's book of 1 Corinthians sums it up. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God." We have the Spirit of God, good, not of evil. Because of this, we're fully equipped to diffuse evil and see good triumph. This isn't miraculous. We don't have to be superheroes. We just have to be what God made us to be, the expression of good. May we all see that expression prevail. Amen.